The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's my favorite time of the day, everybody. Ooh. It's time for News or No.
News. No.
You always do that.
No. News. Stop. News. Stop.
Our only real hope is to decide this is news or no.
Who's going first? Aaron, I think it's your turn.
Sure. So there's a man who decided that he wanted to buy Taylor Swift's guitar. He spent a few thousand dollars on it.
News. I'll take it.
Great. He spent $4,000 on the guitar, took ownership of it in front of like the auction people, whatever. It was a live auction.
$4,000?
On a guitar.
I mean, it depends on what it is. Because we get cheapo guitars.
Yeah.
That they just sign. But if it's
I think
really
it was
one of,
just signed.
Just a sign. So yeah. It wasn't like a nice guitar. Okay.
Yeah. And so he went up, grabbed it, was super excited. He had a hammer with him, and then he just started destroying it in front of everyone. He spent $4,000 on a guitar that he destroyed.
Because
I don't know.
He just
he
made the news or nope.
Yeah.
So if his goal
and his money still went to charity.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know why he did it, but I stand, like, you can do whatever you want. If you go out and buy, like,
as long as you're not hurting yourself or others, like, yeah.
Again, I saw a story, like a follow-up to that, that it's unclear whether it actually had anything to do with Taylor or not.
Or if he just wanted to break a guitar.
Or like, the guitar itself might not, like it wasn't like authenticated or something. I don't know if that's true. I saw that.
Oh, come on, really?
This article says.
How'd they get $4,000 for it if it wasn't somewhat?
I don't know.
I will say this, if you're ever allowed to come by the radio station and walk down the hallowed hallways of this place, there are autographed things on the wall all over the place here. And for a good period of time over the years, I would just find a drum head and we would sign it and just put it on the wall. And like, so people walk by, it's like, who is that from? Like Led Zeppelin? And you're like, sure. Because no one, like, there's no way anybody, you don't check. You don't
know.
Did you see Taylor sign the guitar? No.
Right.
So then you don't know.
I don't even know what her signature looks. I'm sure lots of people do, but
I bet you Aaron knows exactly what her signature
is. I get a holiday card.
You do, don't
what?
You?
Yeah.
Like that's not a brag. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I hate you.
Wow. Just to rip it up. Really?
No.
Okay. I know Tiak needs a little help on his story, so there you go.
Thank you. Good evening. 15 years ago today. A historic day happened right here in Colorado.
Cut that off real quick. Sorry.
Sorry, because I'm trying to... I want to be able to... My new goal with TIAC News or No Stories is to try to... He tries to do the tease.
Yeah.
And he's bad at it. So, because here's a little information for you people listening. What a tease is 80-20. So you give them 80%, but that 20 is like so mysterious that they want to hear the rest. TIAC gives about 94.6. So you can usually just figure it out. So then I can say nope, and we don't have to hear his voice anymore.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I don't know what happened 15 years ago. So do you know?
15 years ago on the day.
I'm going to say news.
I don't know.
Well, this month, it's not the day. This month, 15 years ago, it sounded a little something like this.
Oh my God, he's got
He is on the ground, a fairly soft landing. Somebody has grabbed the ropes,
15.
And they're going up to the little capsule, and they're going to check on his well-being.
Oh my God, the hair on my arm just stood up.
We don't know the exact location.
Do you understand? We shut down this MFN radio station.
Wow.
That Jiffy Pop-looking balloon.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Floating
years
over
ago.
Oh my gosh.
The mile high. Like 9 news, 7 news, 4
yeah.
news. Everybody shut it down that day. We
15 years ago?
That's why I wanted to ask you about it. Because you were on the air. What was it? Yeah, what happened? What was
We had no choice. We were just like, oh my God. Because to give a little perspective, at one point we did a fake thing where we pretended a cat.
Oh yeah.
We were just pretending. I was on a show with Greg and Bo. We were pretending there was a cat in the air.
Okay.
And then a cat attached to balloons, and people started calling 911 going, I just saw the cat fly over. Like, because we go in the air and we're like, we're tracking wind patterns. We're like, we think it's over.
Didn't that last days?
No, it was just one day. It was just one morning. Eventually, Lakewood 911 shut down because so many people were calling
like cat
spot. Wow. But it's like, hey guys, there's no cat. We got in a lot of trouble for that. So then when there was a balloon with a boy in the air, we're like, wouldn't it be hilarious if they were doing the cat balloon stunt and there's no kid in there? And then we're like, oh my God, this isn't funny because there's a kid in that balloon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He wandered into his dad's stupid. His dad was eccentric and like a scientist. He wandered in, balloon took off, and that thing was hauling butt, going by power lines. I'm like, this kid's going to die. And he wasn't in there.
No, he wasn't. They found him in an attic. October 15th, 2009, Balloon Boy didn't take his journey.
Okay, well, here's the thing. This would have been great for News or Nope on October 15th. You launching it today.
This month.
It's a little early.
Is that what we're doing now? Just take, okay.
Okay, hold on. I'll add on to
I got
that.
One for you.
I've got a better one. This entire month, it's October. It's also Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Now yours, I have to say news.
I know you do.
Oh, man. Okay.
It's more than just pink ribbons. Obviously, this hits a little closer to home. Aaron. But use it as a reminder. Go get checked. Learn how to do self-examinations. Yeah.
Now, I know.
Take care of yourself.
There are political ramifications to certain organizations that are associated with. But find the organization that speaks to your heart. There's more than one place.
Oh, for sure. There's loads.
But beyond that, check yourself.
Yeah. And men can get breast cancer too. So.
Do you know we're forbidden from speaking about other people on radio stations? But the dude, I don't know if he still does more. I don't think he does morning still.
I don't think so.
What was his name? Paxton. Not Paxton. Was it Paxton? No. He's the Murphy Houston.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Murphy Houston had breast cancer. He was the first man I ever knew to have breast cancer. And he was like a champion for men getting checked. I got checked when he had his thing. So
good. Okay. I'm going to just see my point and give, and I'm going to give, let's all give Aaron a hug.
Yeah.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.